This is our Soul Purpose and Intuition Radiant Client Enrollment Clinic, where we're going to be doing some role-playing and getting your technique and your confidence up to speed. So let's make sure we have all the handouts. You should have your workbook, the new one that was uploaded onto the client enrollment page, right? You got that?
Right.
Okay, good. Yay. So there are like 10 pages more on it, right?
Right.
Okay, good. The other is the blueprint, you know, just so you have that handy from the website. You got that one?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And then the other one is your post-session, you know, your self-evaluation handout. You got that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So did both of you have an opportunity to listen to the revised agenda example recording that I prepared for you, where you would start building the rapport between you and your potential client? Barb, do you know what I'm talking about? Because I know you've been off the grid.
Yes. It's about 8.5 minutes. I just listened to it.
Okay, great. That's the one. How about you, Mary dear? Did you get a chance to listen to the revised one?
No, I haven't listened to it.
Did you listen to the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you get the gist. That's all that matters. Okay. What I did you, Barb, had you listened to the original one, or were you out of town at that point?
I was out of town at that point.
Okay, good. So basically, all that particular recording is doing is giving you two different versions of how to take charge and really set the stage at the very get-go of you already being their coach, their facilitator, their leader. How did the two of you enjoy listening to that recording? What did you get out of it? Let's start with that question. What did you get out of it?
It was a great template.
Yeah, I thought it was helpful to hear that in action.
Yeah. So what did you get out of it, Mary? I'm glad that it was great. What would you say you got out of it?
The language and the pacing. It was a great example.
Okay, great. Okay, I don't want to, you know, it's not rocket science. I just wanted to get a feel for what kind of hole it may have filled, excuse me, for both of you. And so for you, Mary, it was languaging and pacing. And what about for you, Barb?
I would say the same thing. Obviously, I just had a very quick listen, but how you wove in stuff from Elizabeth Purvis and Lisa Sasevich and those various examples was very helpful.
Yeah, good. I want you to know that this client enrollment program that I taught you last time and then this one, the handout, is a combination of what I have learned over the many years from the following coaches. So you know that this is a synthesis of a lot of people's input that I have now customized for my own personality and style. So one name is Bill Barron. I'm sure that you've both heard of him.
Yep.
And the other is Christian Michelson. Christian Michelson is like the granddaddy of client enrollment. And he's been a phenomenal support to other coaches in helping them do their own client enrollment processes and teaching it, because then Bill Barron and Elizabeth Purvis spun off of him. And then also Barbara Wade, and a little bit of Lisa Sasevich from years ago. And I would say that those have been my main influencers, as I have, and also a little bit from Sage Levine, as I have just, you know, chosen one word here, another sentence there, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, none of them bring in the psychic healing energy management arena. That's completely my own. All right, so any questions or comments about the web page and getting the downloads off of that web page?
No questions.
Okay.
I have to explore a little more to find the Facebook page for this. I think I found it, and I think I have everything.
Okay, so let me stop you. Let me stop you. There is no Facebook page for this.
Okay.
So don't. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't lose too much time looking and searching.
Okay.
Yeah. No. This is exclusively on that web page that I've included and Stephanie has included in the various emails. Right.
Got it.
Oh. Okay, so based on that, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Now, the bonus recording of that script sample, there is a new download link for that. So, Mary, when you do get a chance to listen to it, just discard the one that you initially might have downloaded if you did. And
okay.
use this download instead, okay?
Okay.
I think that's it on housekeeping end of things. So have any of you, when did you come back, Barb?
Well, I walked in the door here at about 5:10.
Okay. Oh, I hope you had a great time. Did you have a great time?
Yes, yes. Cuba was amazing.
Aw, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
So I just spent a little time thinking about this, and I had some more notes. But I can't say that I'm
totally
prepared. I can't say I'm totally prepared.
I am honored that you gave it any thought at all. I think that's great. You know, when you unplug, you unplug. Okay, well, welcome home to America and all the what's going on with us here before the elections. Okay.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sorry to miss that part.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's take a look at the post-session self-evaluation handout. Did you get a chance to look at that at all, Barb?
Well, I printed it. Yes, I see.
So you haven't really looked at it per se, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. No problem, my dear.
I think it's a very useful way to summarize what happened and what's next.
Yes, and also, too, which is where I'm going next with this conversation, also for you to break down the components of the process so that you can practice them and study them. And in that regard, realize that, you know, this is an art. This is something that really and truly takes practice. You've heard me over time give comments about my experiences with potential client enrollment that, showed me where I needed to get either my skills honed a little bit more or to make decisions about what to do when that kind of personality or objection comes along. And that's what this handout is to support you with, is to get you so solid about you, the person that you want to be, when you are doing these enrollment conversations, and to realize that it really is a question of practicing. So I know I'm repeating myself here. Did you use it at all, Mary, since I delivered it to you?
No, I've reviewed it, but I haven't had an opportunity to use it.
Okay. So let's just take a quick look at it so that you can make the most of this. And then we're going to hop on over to the worksheet, the workbook, and go over some of the objections and the mindset, and then we'll go into the role playing. So if we look at the post-conversation review handout, I'm just going to scroll through it with you, so that's all that I'm going to ask you to do, is you're wanting to have, like on page 2, some real clarity about the offers that you're going to keep in the back of your mind. So when you go into a potential client conversation, you already know where you are wanting to aim the potential purchase, so that you're not completely at a loss when you speak to them as to what you feel confident that you can offer. Now, whatever you do have to offer, you're going to be really fitting it for what their needs are. You're not going to try and force a square into a round hole. So this page of the offers is really just for you to get crystal clear about what the results are of each of your offers, and for you to own that offer deep inside you so that you're very confident when it does come time to speak to that person about it. That's why I say here on page 2, name your main offer and name your other offers. Everybody see that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, then we go into the conversation summary overview so that you can use this before a potential client call. And when you get to the different segments of the roadmap, such as attempting to get a feel for their urgency and why you. That's what this first question is all about, is what were their reasons for having this enrollment conversation with you and why now? Now, that is a very critical landmark, shall we say, for you that will help you kind of know where you're headed with this person in terms of their readiness and in terms of what they know about you and what you have to do to help them appreciate your expertise as much as possible if they don't know you at all. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you can fill out this section before you even get on the call with some kind of an application or some sort of email contact with them. We're going to go over those kinds of things more in our Spiritual Power for Success Momentum course. However, for right now, we're looking at you knowing as much as possible about them before the call as you can. So does anybody, please give me your feedback about this one segment, meaning how can you imagine using that first question to help you get really focused as to how to go about the session with them?
Well, I see everything here in the past tense.
Right, so. Because this is, okay, so let me interrupt you there, excuse me. Do you realize that this form is to be used after you've talked with them, right?
Right.
Okay, so
right.
So the reason I'm saying to look at this before you actually have the conversation, in case that may be part of what you're going to ask, is just so that you listen very carefully when you do begin to speak with them or through an email, so that when you do get to the post-conversation summary, you'll know how you did with that information. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Does that answer the question that you might have been going to ask?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what happens. Okay. How about you, Mary? What is it about that first section, the very first question, that you feel would serve you and support you?
Well, it's highlighting the awareness that when you're doing the visualization of interacting with this potential client, that you know their situation and how much they know about you going in. So you're prepared and you're aware.
Yes, exactly. Good. Good. How about you, Barb? Now that you have your question answered, what I'm really trying to ask, I'm sorry I'm kind of floundering on this, what I'm attempting to do is to have you use this to the max for your confidence and for you driving the conversation as best as possible. So how would this serve you, this first one, Barb?
Again, as a preparatory thing, because I may know a little bit about them, and then I can gear the conversation based on that and know what to be listening for, as you said. Yes, I would look I'd sort of use this in conjunction with the blueprint.
Yes, exactly. So the thing that you want to be doing with this first kind of highlight, this first point, is you really want to get a sense of why did they want to have this conversation. Because that's going to make all the difference in the world at the very end. If you feel it's a fit and you want to work with this person, this right here is going to give you an indication of I was just curious what you did, and there was absolutely no skin in the game for them. There was absolutely no commitment. There was no real challenge going on in their life that they wanted to solve. And then you have to decide if you want to talk to them at all. You see what I mean?
Right, right.
Okay, so that's my big set of points on that one. Then we go into you just, keeping a record. Did they buy your offer? If they did, why? If they didn't, why? And what do you think is the value of reviewing that sort of self-reflection?
Well, it's good preparation for working with them and honing the skills to speak with others.
Yeah, and exactly. How about you, Mary? Do you have anything further to add on that?
It goes back to more information that we're assembling to that they know what we're about and we know what they're about.
Mm-hmm. And also for you to look to see where you want to improve. Maybe you need to improve your wording. Maybe you need to improve how clearly you describe what it is you offer so that more of the value is made known to them. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you use this section for, is it's for you to get clearer, stronger, and more adept at delivering what it is you have to offer and why it's a good fit for them. That's what those two sections will help you do. Then the next section is list any next steps. So that could be something like they asked you if you could do X, Y, and Z, and you hadn't thought about offering X, Y, and Z. So you might put down in there that you're going to reflect upon integrating X, Y, and Z into your package, and then you're going to call them back. That's what that section might be used for. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It also could be a section where they say that they have to talk it over with their spouse, and you're going to have a follow-up call with them. And so you would just write down, you know, that it's a contacting them after they talk it over with their partner. You want to keep the energy and your notes strong on what happens with each of your client enrollment calls, because you and I too am at the stage of your development where you want to really study and analyze and perfect yourself. Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now tell me the next one, how that one strikes you. List the most important action and belief that you are committed to no longer repeat, and then the one underneath it is the one that you are committed to repeating. Let me hear a little bit about that.
Well, what worked and what didn't work.
That's right.
And so should the thing that didn't work be dropped, or how could that be tweaked, and should something else go in there?
Right. What else, Mary? Thanks, Bob. That's right.
So, committed to no longer allowing myself to get drawn into whatever drama was their reasoning for not working with me.
Well, that would be an action that you want to make sure you stop, right? That would
be
a good example.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
To no longer
would be
repeat.
Exactly. Now, what's critical in both of them is I put in the line for belief. Now, how would you use that? How would you answer the belief in the first one about what you're committed to no longer repeat, and the belief in the second one, what you are committed to include and continue using? Tell me about belief.
So the belief is that I know enough to be of service, and that I am committed to showing up to help them invest in themselves.
Okay, now that's a belief. That's true. And what about a negative belief? Let's look at the one that is no longer going to be repeated. How would you use the belief line there?
I'm no longer going to settle for walking away from something that I know I could make a difference by serving this person.
Right. But the belief, we're looking for the belief. The belief,
that
what
I'm not
I mean.
Enough.
Yes, perfect, exactly. So what the line that the section where I'm asking for a belief, well, actually, let me hear what you have to say also, Barb, dear. What would be your understanding of why I put that in there and how to use it in both the one that you would want to, the action that you'd want to continue, as well as the action that you don't want to continue?
Well, I agree with Mary that it's a belief that I'm not enough, that I don't want to be projecting, that I offer value, and I know that I offer value, and don't be ready to discount, you know, belief that, oh, I need this client no matter what, and I'll go as low in price as I need to get the person. That's a belief that I want to drop.
Right. Those are excellent examples of exactly why I put it in there. And the moral of the story of that exercise is to show you that there is a belief or there are beliefs that drive behavior. So whenever you want to look at changing your behavior, or if you feel badly about something that happened, what I'm doing here is sensitizing you to immediately ask yourself, okay, what belief was driving me that that happened? And you've already identified a couple of them. You've identified, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough value. So you're aware of what beliefs are. Now what I'm asking is for you to start developing a discipline almost, where when something goes well for you, to wonder, what is the belief that was living inside of me that drove that useful, that fulfilling, that celebratory, that winning behavior, right? And then on the other side, it's the same thing. If it all goes to hell, you want to also ask, okay, what belief was living inside of me that drove that behavior? I didn't ask for the credit card. I didn't take that person's phone number. I didn't follow up, right? Those are behaviors. And the truth of the matter is, and I learned this back in the 1980s when I became a hypnotherapist, what I learned back then, which was then reinforced by my studying neurolinguistic programming back in the 1980s, is that beliefs drive behavior and beliefs generate your emotions. So when you want to change how you feel about something, your reaction to something, and your actions, the place to go is your beliefs. Now, we've talked about this before in other courses, but now I'm bringing it up into this as well.
Yeah.
So tell me what you like about learning about beliefs in regards to client enrollment, please.
What I believe will be projected in my conversation with the person. And so having clarity on my mindset and my beliefs is very important before going into this conversation.
Exactly. Perfect. How about you, Mary?
Yes, that's it. That we have a history, but it doesn't have to be our future.
Oh, I like
right.
that.
And that's an NLP thing. So somebody you heard studied NLP. Who taught you that? That's definitely, that's a Tony Robbins, your past does not equal your future.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, that's true. And where that's particularly powerful is where in one moment something devastating that might have happened that really shook you emotionally, but the next minute you have to do something where you got to be on, you got to be positive, you have to be going for the next win, and you have to change immediately. The way to change immediately is with a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that belief that you just said, that your past doesn't have to be your future, or however you worded it, is indeed the kind of belief that will help go from a downward spiral and low vibration back into an upward moving spiral and a higher vibration. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then why did I include that last part on page two of this, on page three of this handout?
To
so rewarding
celebrate.
Ourselves. Celebrating.
Yeah,
and
celebrate.
A positive note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a step closer to
Nirvana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the truth of the matter is, and I think I said this to Mary, I don't know if I said this to you, Barb, you're in the game. A lot of people don't last in the game, but you are in the game. And that's the only way to win, is by being in the game. And so, you know, give yourself praise that you did it. And as you've learned in the higher frequency, higher vibration materials that I've taught you over time, you know, in the various contexts in which I've mentioned it to both of you, your best shot at receiving the best, highest experiences that are fulfilling for you in your life, both in your personal life and in professional life, is when your vibration is higher. And the way that your vibration is higher are through focusing on emotions such as gratitude, compassion, love, those three, compassion, gratitude, love. And, of course, joy. So we'll put joy in there, too, so that when you want to deliberately and intentionally shift your vibration, that's what you do in the quietude and the privacy of your own mind, where no one else has a clue what you're doing in your brain matter. You know, you're immediately thinking of something that will raise your vibration. And you learned that with one of the training calls, the membership training calls on raising your frequency and keeping a list of the things that when you think about them, they bring you joy. They make you feel good about yourself. Remember that information?
Yes.
Barb, do you remember that information?
Yes.
So this all ties in together. Everything you've been learning from the membership stuff and our private sessions and the previous classes, it all ties into establishing an inner approach to life, such as in this case we're talking about raising your vibration, so that when you're actually doing something out in the outer world, you can navigate yourself by using those tools. That's why I call it spiritual power for success, because this is using spiritual power to do these outer world accomplishments, list building and social media and all the outer world activities that have to be done are going to be made easier and more on target when you have these inner disciplines going, like connecting with your higher self, doing your grounding, calling upon your spirit guides, being aware of your vibration. If your vibration starts to tank, then you go ahead and you just work as much as you can to change your state. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like I had that happen to me yesterday. I'll give you an example. The reason I'm giving you this is because this is real life, day-to-day quality of life, self-management for self-mastery. I took a supplement yesterday, and I doubled it. I wanted to see what would happen. I'm not going to do that again. And I got so, it made me so bitchy and so aggressive. I mean, it was amazing how it affected me. And I could see how I was almost talking to people, you know, the emails that I was sending, the talking to service providers, and I caught myself and I said, holy cow. And then my guidance immediately told me that it was that taking too much of that stuff had done this to me. And so I immediately got to work. I called my soul home. I started to do my best to sense the presence of my higher self, which I did. I immediately called upon the transmissions of grace and any other spirit teams that were specialists in working with the human energy system to please correct and balance and pull out of me whatever was driving this. And then I went into my Akashic Records, because I was leaving no stone unturned. Then I went into my Akashic Records, and I asked the light beings to please just keep filling me up with my soul energy. And I finally turned the corner. But it was like, you know, a bomb, you know, in these movies where a bomb goes off in a city and everybody rallies, or a storm or a hurricane, and everybody rallies to address the damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like for me. And we all have those kinds of experiences. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Barb, can you relate to this?
Oh, yes.
And so when that happens to you, remember what I just told you was my experience, that you have tools now to, you know, get yourself out of the skid, so to speak. It's like driving and you hit black ice and you have to know how to navigate the skid. You know what I'm talking about, both of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's what these tools can do for you. And even in this client enrollment process, you're going to have, especially at the beginning, most likely a lot of skids, because you're new at really perfecting some of this information, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But now that you have been reminded about the power of belief, and you have been reminded that you know how to change your frequency, you're going to do just great. Any questions about that?
It's very encouraging.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. So now we're finished with that handout. The only thing that I want to say about that is I would recommend that you make an intention. I'll go over this at the end of the class today, to really do at least two, if you can, potential client enrollment sessions, and for you to look this thing over before you go into it, do your visualizations, you know, do your soul alignment work, and just have fun knowing that you're going to have this to take a look at afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Okie dokie. So now let's take out the client enrollment Bible. To me, it's a Bible. I put my heart and soul into those objections, I got to tell you. So that you had so many ways of feeling really confident on how to understand it. All righty. So let's take a look at page 4. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read these out loud. I'm just going to zip through them. And what I would like you to take note of when I do is whether or not your energy drops or it lifts up when I read each one. By drop, that would happen if you had a belief where you really think that what I just said was great, but you just can't embrace it, which would mean that there's a presence of a negative belief somewhere. Or if you have a reaction like, yeah, I do believe that about myself, and I can do this, and I can really resonate with that one. So I'd like you to be reading your own energy as I read each one, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go and do that in just a minute, but before I go there, I'd like you to flip over to page 44.
Yep.
And I'd like you to use these pages anytime you start to feel your energy tanking and put it in some form of belief wording in that left-hand column, because that way you'll know that's where you need to go heal yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, there's lots of pages for you to take notes if you go a little step further, starting on page 46 to the very end. There's miscellaneous note pages. And if you've had a chance to take a look at this, you know that there are note lines in all of the separate components that we're going to be covering. So hopefully that'll give you enough places for you to capture your thoughts. But for right now, we're looking to upgrade your mindset, your belief system, your self-image. And the way we're going to do that is, I read this, you'll notice how you feel. If you feel that you are not stepping up in your self-image, you know that that means that there's a negative belief sloshing around down there, and you want to go ahead and write it down so that you can heal it later. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
You having fun so far?
Sure.
Okay. Your time is sacred and valuable. Your attitude is that of wanting to truly provide service and to be curious about this person's needs, wants, and life. The process of this, am I going at a good pace for you guys to
yes.
hear it? And okay. How about you, Barb? Is this going at a good pace?
Yep, fine.
The process of this conversation will bring valued transformation to this individual by the mere fact that you will be uncovering their dearest ideal life and business vision, as well as exposing the obstacles that are slowing them down to living that desired life, that desired reality. Therefore, regardless of your product or service, you are a coach and a healing facilitator during this conversation. First of all, do you both understand what I mean by that?
There's a lot in that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not, what do you think I'm, what do you understand that to mean, Barb? Let's start with you.
I always struggle with their ideal life and my service. I can think that through. You know, protecting their business vision. This is an empowering idea that I'm coaching and healing during this. Even this preliminary conversation, that's a good idea for me to think about.
Yes, yes, and especially for you, because you're still grappling with what am I doing in my business, and is this the business I want, and how am I going to find clients, who is my niche? You know, that is still part of what you're discovering for yourself.
Right.
And so, if you can at least give yourself permission to realize that what you cover in this conversation is a healing experience to them, because not many people take the time to stop and think and really go deep into what it is they really want, and then to feel what the obstacles really are, where they're actually going to take action about it, where they're going to do something about it. Most of us, you know, think about these kinds of things at kind of a superficial level, unless they do like a Christmas to New Year, 1 week in between retreat on their goals. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the fact that you are providing a space to ask them and to have the focus be entirely on them and their dreams being of importance is not the usual forum that people have for themselves, right?
Right.
Even with their spouses or their mates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they may feel a little uncomfortable with that, with a quote-unquote stranger.
Well, that's where you build the rapport at the beginning.
Right.
And you'll do that through the various things that I said in our intensive, and then that sampler. Can you see it becoming softer and more conducive to them opening up, Barb, or do you still feel that it would be like, you know, chiseling away at an ice chest?
That whole building rapport thing and the relationship is very important, and important to take that time. And encouraging them to take that time and to feel safe is a very important aspect.
It is the most important, or else the train will never leave the station, you know?
Right.
And that's why I gave two different styles. What would you say? Mary hasn't heard that yet. So what would you say, Barb, having listened to the entire audio, is the difference between the two styles that you heard?
Oh, gee. I listened just once between 5:40 and 5:55.
Just off the top of your head, the feeling of it.
They were two different approaches, but I really can't be specific.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I understand. And, you know, I know that you guys just got it yesterday. The difference is one is less obviously taking charge, although you are taking charge, but the presence is softer.
Right.
And the other one is very definitely taking charge.
Okay, I remember you're saying that now, in that, yes.
Yeah. So one, and so you can choose when you're talking to a person which one you feel you need to be, or your own version. Okay. What about you, Mary, on this one? How do you feel about what I'm saying here? The process of this conversation will bring value transformation to this individual by the mere fact that you will be uncovering their dearest ideal life and business vision, as well as exposing the obstacles that are slowing them down to living that desired reality.
Well, the energy flags, because the belief of I am not enough to make a big difference with them comes up.
Right. That's why I put this mindset page in here. That has to get handled in order for you to A, do what you want to do with your business, and B, you know, really hold the space of them stepping up for themselves, right?
Right.
So, you know, the two of you really would do great by, you know, staying in touch on this topic, you know, on this content, so that you can help each other get your beliefs more in alignment with what you want for your business and therefore your life. And we'll talk about that at the very end. So what do you think you're going to do about this, Mary dear?
Work on changing that mindset that I have people who have told me that I did make a big difference just in having a conversation with them, whether they bought something from me or not, and to keep that in the forefront rather than having to dig them up when I'm beating myself up about they didn't buy from me again because I didn't position myself as the answer to what they said they wanted.
Right. So what I would suggest that you do, Mary, and you too, Barb, is go back to the October membership training call on healing with your spirit guides. I think it was October. And have them help you. Have your spirit guides help you release and pull out the energies that are driving that belief, that are keeping that belief still circulating in your system, and to implant the belief that of just what you said, you know, what people had told you you already were of great benefit to them. You understand what I'm saying, both of you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's move on. The next one is gain clarity of their real objections by coming from a place of curiosity versus wanting to change their minds. So you're reading your own energy. You feel like you can embrace it, that's great, or you feel like your energy drops. Notice how that makes you feel. Are you ready for me to go on?
Yes.
You will be a disservice to your potential. Oh, I'm missing the word client in there. You will be a disservice to your potential client and to yourself if you buy into the potential client's story about why they cannot move forward with you. And the objections typically are time, money, partner disapproves, etc. So the belief, the mindset for you to embrace is that you will be a disservice to them if you buy into their story. So notice your energy. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Assuming that your intuition indicates that this is a good fit and that you can truly help this person, your role is to help their drive and intention to have what they want become more compelling and powerful for them than their reason for why they can't have what they want now through your product or service. Your role is to help their drive and intention to have what they want be stronger than their excuse of why they can't have what they want. Ready for the next one, or do you want? You need a minute.
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready. Objections are opportunities to serve and give your potential clients a transformational opportunity. Welcome that. Take a stand for your client getting what they want. Cut that one. Okay. The next one is be prepared to give them client stories to make your points about the results that they can get and how others have overcome their own objections. So the trigger in here might be client stories or testimonies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They actually, I'm going on to the next one, they actually want you to help them transform their resistance, but their fears of changing their situation are holding them back. They actually want you to help them transform their objections. Okay, your role is to help them get to the truth of what they really want and how much do they really want it, whether you are a fit or not. One of your roles is to uncover their true level of commitment to do what it takes to have what they want. Does that make sense to both of you?
Yes.
So the way that you use that belief system, that belief, that mindset, is when you are wanting to have them make a decision there, even if they have to check their budget, even if they have to talk to their spouse, even if they have to get the balance on their credit card, all of that is still secondary to them making a decision within themselves right now as to whether or not they want this. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you hold the mindset that your job is to help them meet themselves face to face, for them to see what their real commitment is, what their real priorities are, if you can hold on to that for dear life, then you'll be able to wade through the storms and the rain and the snow and the sleet and the hail that might occur when they start getting triggered at the possibility of changing their life, changing their business, having that copyright perfection, you know?
Yep.
So if you say nothing else in your sessions other than, look, all I want is to help you know the truth about what you really want, even if that's all you ever really say at the end of the day, you've done your job. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, next one. So did you make a note in your belief table over there, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. If they say maybe or yes, but, you have a big opportunity to help them move through their fears and confusion. Because maybe is non-committal. It's not a no. It's not a yes. Right? It's right dead mm-hmm. center. And the same as yes, but. Yes, but is very good. That's an opportunity for you to really find out from that place of curiosity and being of service, and that you're there to help them get the clarity about what they really want and how much do they really want what they say they want. Hearing a yes, but is most likely why they wanted to have this conversation with you to begin with. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That but that's in there for them is where their energy is on hold somehow, where they're just not getting what they want in life in this particular arena, whether it's, you know, their copyright peace of mind, or whether it's, you know, really getting high Google rankings because they're blogging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one. Your intention is to be on their side, to be their partner, their ally, committed to helping them get what they say they want. You are on the same team. So when they say, I just don't have the money, I can't afford it, you're their partner. You're not the salesperson that's, you know, hanging on for dear life to get a sale. You sincerely want to know why they just told you that on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being, yes, I want this, I don't want a day to go by until I have this, and 1 is, this is a big mistake, goodbye, quick. You get a 4.5 from them, and then they're telling you they can't afford it. You, as their partner, as their ally, as their friend, and as the more expert of the two people, you want to get to the bottom of what's really going on. You see how that works?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, your reaction to this whole section.
It's humbling, and it's also empowering, because I made notes on things, but it wasn't, oh my gosh, I can't possibly do this. I have stories where I have been doing it. So they're really good statements.
Mm-hmm. So what do you feel that they're doing for you?
It's putting the arguments into perspective and how I'm showing
okay.
up.
Good. Good. Okay. How about you, Barb? Thanks, Mary. What's your feeling about everything we just covered on those mindset, beliefs, intentions?
Some of them feel very much like informing, prepared to give them client stories, for example. The probing feels kind of uncomfortable, feels a little salesy, feels a little personal. That might put them pull up their defenses. You know, why
mm-hmm.
is she asking me this? You know, it's not like she's trying to help me find the right size shirt. It's really digging into me, into my psyche or something, and what is it that she really wants, and why is she doing that, and so I have to work on it.
Well, here's the thing: if you want to sell a $5,000 package, unless you're a big name consulting company or lawyer,
right,
typically people are not going to have the trust in you, somebody at your level of presence in the marketplace, unless they really understand how you are in tune with them. So if you could draw an association between your getting close into their inner space of their motivations and the impact things are going to have on them, and understand that that's going to help them to allow you to help them. If you can put that rationalization in place, that the closer you get to them, you are helping them so that they will let you help them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you know just from living life that unless you are with talking to somebody who is showing real interest in you and is listening to you and is asking you questions that really are bringing out the deeper aspects of you, you're not as inclined to invest money, let alone time, right? Do you see the equation there?
Yes.
And when you're talking about, you know, four-digit packages, that kind of rapport has to be there unless you're a big name, you know?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Does that help, Barb? I mean, I want this to be doable for you. Can you see, and you can talk to Mary about this. You know, you guys can get on the phone and just discuss these beliefs and mindsets and help each other own it. You know, that might be a good thing.
I'm not sure it happens in one conversation.
Well, whatever. You know, I mean, the two of you have enough of a relationship where you can just talk about it, you know?
I mean, I'm not sure the rapport dealt with a potential client in one conversation.
Yeah, well, just do the best you can.
Yeah, planting a seed.
Yeah. Big seed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to page 26. Now we're going to go into the world of objections, and then we'll do the role playing. do either of you need a break? Are you doing okay?
Doing okay.
Okay, Mary. Okay,
I'm okay.
All right. So page 26: reasons why people do not say yes to your offer. Now this goes into what we were just talking about, Barb.
Yes.
Where you're concerned about getting too personal and them being concerned about what your hidden agenda is. I know what you're talking about because I'm very careful when people ask me questions. You know, I won't answer questions unless I have a good feeling about what their motives are and where they're going with it. So I do completely understand what you're saying. And the thing about asking these personal probing questions is the context. If the context is clearly laid out as to where you're going in the conversation, which is what that sample agenda explanation was all about, mm-hmm. As long as there's clarity as to the purpose of the conversation. The purpose of the conversation is for me to hear about your ideal life, find out why you don't have it, and to make some suggestions. Right? That's really what this conversation is for.
Right.
So in order for you to fulfill that, your ideal life in the world of copyright, you've got to ask certain questions. So the reason that people don't say yes to your offer, number one, is they don't know, like, and trust you. And the way to address that is various ways of getting your bio out to them, giving testimony and client stories in emails, having them meet you in person if it happens that way, or video where they start to have a little more closeness to you, referrals to some extent, that's what goes on with that one, to help that one. Number two, they don't trust themselves to do the work, even though they feel that you would be a great facilitator for them. They don't believe in themselves. So it's not even about us, it's about them.
Yes.
And that's, there's lots of ways to have that uncovered in these objection scenarios that we're going to be covering. Number three, they do not yet see the value of what you're offering and how it's going to meet their needs. That is where you focus on the results that your offer, your package provides, and you linking in your sales conversation the results to what they told you are their challenges and also the things that they want. The tie-in that we discussed in the client enrollment intensive. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So the way to avoid number three is by you carefully listening to their challenges and what it is they want, so that when you give them the results and the benefits of your offer, you are speaking and you couch each of those benefits to something they said they wanted or something they said they just can't seem to do and they know they should. So, for instance, if I, let's say I had somebody who is very stressed out and they can't go to sleep at night and they're coming to me to heal whatever it is that's emotionally or spiritually keeping them so unhappy. If I were to get a potential client in a conversation, I would, let's say, describe to them that I would be teaching them techniques that will help them become more soothed and centered. And this, Mary, would be the kind of thing that absolutely will help you fall asleep every night and help you feel more inspired when you wake up in the morning. See how I tied that in?
Mm-hmm.
Barb, do you see that? So it's not about you rattling off a list of benefits. You want to have them feel it already being relevant for their own life, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I think that's where a lot of people lose it, is because they don't do that. That also will help build them liking, knowing, and trusting you, because you will be proving to them that you listened to them and that you've been thinking about things that actually do fit if they want it. Right?
Right.
Yes.
The other reason that they don't say yes is number four, they are not committed enough or are not clear enough about what they want. And so that's where that particular beginning segment that we talked about on the review survey, the self-evaluation sheet, about why you, why now, why this conversation, is very important, just to find that out, just to find out, is it because they just had nothing to do on a Tuesday afternoon and they thought they'd set up an appointment just to see what you're all about, and they don't really have anything that they want to do? Or do they have something going on that they really want to take to the next level of fulfillment, right?
Right.
Okay. Objections usually pertain to money, time. I have to think about it. And even though I have to think about it, is usually tied into something pertaining to money, or they have to consider another person's point of view, like a partner.
Right.
Now, whatever the next bullet point, whatever objection or concern that they present to you, you are in a very grounded, soul-aligned place, so you're going to meet them with a light, detached, compassionate, caring attitude of curiosity. That's where you're their ally, their your partner, you're on the same team, right?
Yes.
Right. The next one, thicken your energetic shield so that you don't feel their discomfort as much. So that's a psychic energy management part where you've got your blue flame, that's all part of your initial grounding protection, self-management, right?
Right.
And you want to be more detached from actually feeling their emotions. So you just thicken that shield of light, right?
Right.
You'll still feel what's going on, but it won't be as intense. It won't be catching you from a blind spot as much. And then the next one, strengthen your circle of light to keep your connection strong but filtered, means you recheck that the globe of light that the two of you are in together, where your spirit guides, their spirit guides, high vibration is filling this sacred balloon, so to speak, cocoon of spiritual light. And you just, you know, want to make sure that it's intact, there aren't any tears. You'll know intuitively. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that's very graphic. Just use your intuition, your sense, to strengthen the connection between the two of you so that you're in this energetic cohesiveness, right? See what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one is similar. You want to strengthen your grounding cord, because at this point, when the objections are coming up, a lot of stuff is going to be triggered in both you and them, because change is afoot, you know, when people are going to move out of their comfort zone, whether it's level of success or finances or time, stuff gets stirred up. So the grounding cord, just check it, make sure that you've got a strong grounding cord. Maybe you want to blow it up and put in a new one, you know, like you learned blowing up with some visual, virtual little bomb and then creating a new one that's clean, squeaky clean and strong, so that you're all ready for what's about to happen next. And then, you know, you're sending stuff down the grounding cord, breathing in what you do want to be feeling instead, and just doing your inner work. Okay, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
And what I wrote at the end there, may I ask you a question about that? That is a good buffer question that you can ask about anything that they present to you. It gives you a chance to get recentered if you've become decentered. And it gives them a chance to start, you know, digging into what's really going on with them. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go over number 27, page 27 together, and then I'm going to be quiet while you'll read through the objections on the following pages, and then we'll get ready to get to do the role playing. So these are some statements and questions that you can use for any objection that comes up. And you just would do a you know, plug in the objection, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's talking to a spouse, whether it's thinking it over. Some of the structure of these statements are flexible enough where you can just put in whichever one applies. So the first one is what I just said. May I ask you a question about that? The next one is, assuming that money was not an issue, is this something that you would like to do? Now that is going to tell you a lot. right? Mm-hmm. Now, you can customize that one, and I think I do later on this list, where you're saying, assuming that time was not an issue, assuming that your spouse's approval was not an issue, assuming that your sense of discipline to do what you're supposed to do was not an issue. You know, you see how I just put in the different objections?
Mm-hmm.
The next one, number three, is where, you know, when you're kind of hitting up against some walls or you feel like you're going in circles, you just say to them, what would you have to get out of this program for you to feel that this was the best decision that you ever made? Isn't that a good one?
Yes.
Because that gives them the burden goes back onto them to really feel how much they mean what they're saying to you when they come up with a, I would do it, but. This way they have to really take a look and say, okay, well, you know, what do I really want here? What would I need this program to deliver to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one, similar to ones before, if money were not an issue, is this something that you would like to do? You can replace the word money with other objections that they give, such as time, talk to your partner, etc. Like I said, if talking with your partner were not an issue, is this something that you would like to do? Number five are just some highlights for you to keep in mind that you want them to realize. You know, you're going to give them a mindset now. You're going to give them a belief system. When you say to them, understand that you are investing in yourself through this program or product. That is a big one for them. This is not about them giving you money. This is not about them fulfilling your desire for a sale. This is about them investing in themselves, giving themselves the structure that's going to be that bridge from point A to point B that they say they want. So understand, Samantha, Jane, that this is your way of giving you what it is you want. This is your way of investing in yourself through this program, through this product. This is you finally giving yourself the chance to do X, Y, and Z. You see how that works? Next one, Mary, this makes sense, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Next one, a big mistake that people, this is you talking to them, a big mistake that people make is that they tell themselves that they can't afford it. This is you talking to them. Here is why this is such a big mistake. Now, the reasons that you would give them goes back to that this is them investing in themselves through you and putting themselves as a priority, putting themselves as worthy enough, that they are worth it to give themselves a chance to become really expert at something, that they're worth it, that they are worth paying money into. They'll do it for a friend, they'll do it for a loved family member, they'll do it for a pet, but will they do it for themselves? The investing time and money. So that's how you would answer that. Does that make sense? Do you see how you would use that particular statement to them?
Yes.
Barb, do you see?
Yes.
So here's why, and you can practice, you know, make a list for yourselves when, if you want to use that line to them. And here is why this is such a big mistake. And then come up with three things that you would say to them. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, a big mistake that people make is that they tell themselves that they can't afford it. Here's why that's such a big mistake. Number one, Number two. Number three. And you're completely shattering the I can't afford it thing. Right?
Right.
Okay, number six. To promote urgency, you can ask them, if you don't address this problem, where will your life, your business be in 6 months from now? Where will you be in 6 months from now? So like with you, Mary, and the blog thing, you know, say, you know, so-and-so, if you don't get into blogging and start generating and pulling out of you the wisdom that's within you, the content that's your marketing content and that's going to become your way of getting people to even know you exist, if you don't start doing that, where are you going to be in 6 months? Right?
Right.
Number seven, is it that you don't have any money at all, or is it you don't have money for this? Now, if they say it's this, then you got to go back to their vision, their pain. They gave a scaled rating of how important it was for them to make these changes. And you could just simply say, you know, I'm, and you're going to see this later on in the objections, I'm a little confused here because you, I really got how important it is for you to have X, Y, and Z. I could just feel your excitement and how you came alive at the idea of knowing that you are completely copyright problem free. And how you were going to boldly put out your website or your book or your magazine or whatever, and now you're saying this to me. There's a disconnect. Do you see that? Was it that those things really are not that important to you? See how that works?
Right.
And then if it really is a money thing, which sometimes it really is, I know it was for me in the earlier years, would you like us to do some brainstorming to help you uncover where you might find the money? And you talk to them about people who owe them money, people who love them and would love to invest in them, loan them the money, give them the money. You know, if they're in a business where they are, where you're going to help them get money, they, you might encourage them to get one of these no-interest credit cards kind of things. But only if, my suggestion on that is only if you're coaching somebody or facilitating somebody who is in a money-making, generating thing so that they can use the money that they're going to be making to pay off that credit card, right?
Right.
If you had to find the money for this tomorrow, what would you do? How would you find that money? That could also be for time. If you had to find the time for this tomorrow or today, if you had to find the time, what would you do? Well, I'd stop talking to my ex-boyfriend about all his problems and where I spend an hour a day. You know, I'd stop doing that. Okay. Or if you had to find the time to have a conversation with your partner about this so that you could make your decision, you had to do it by tomorrow, what would you do? Well, I'd say to him, honey, this is really important to me. I need 10, 15 minutes of your time. When can we talk? And maybe they'd never done that before. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is, if this is something that you really want, I know that you can find the money or the time or talk to your partner. And the way you want to say that is, again, you got to be coming from that place of service, that you're their partner, that this is sacred time together, that you know that you are the one navigating in territory that they may typically not visit for themselves, meaning their dearest dreams and the honesty of what's really holding up the works for them. And just by the mere fact that you are giving them permission to think about those things is where you are the transformational healer. And these are the mindsets you have to hold in your mind when you come out with a bold statement like that. If you want, you can, you know, preface it by saying, my life experience is that people are really powerful about manifesting when they really want something. So if this is something that you really want, I know that you can find the money. What should we do next? You know, something like that. All righty. Any questions about any of those?
No.
No.
Okay. So what I'd like us to do now is read through. We'll be. Let's see. I'll keep the tape going. Read through the first part of this handout, which is establishing what your offer is and what your follow-up, you know, other offers are, your suite of offers. Go ahead and get yourself centered and soul aligned. Look through the items on page 7, which is the offer clarity worksheet. You know, just get enough of a feel of each of those so that you feel very congruent and confident about the importance of your offer and why this offer is important to whomever now. List about 2 benefits of your offer for yourself. Just take time to get familiar with this. Number 8, list the costs that they will experience if they don't purchase your offer. Just get familiar with all of these 9 items that start at the top of page 7 and go through to page 8. And then we're going to do the role play where you're going to work with each other. Okay. And so, did you say something, Barb?
No.
And in that role play, we're going to be debriefing afterwards to see how you felt in each segment. So we'll be talking about how you felt you did in the opening conversation, which if you go to page 10 is item number 2. And how you felt about being able to get a read of their level of interest in you and their urgency on page 3. So we'll be discussing how you felt about each of these and then the feedback that we'll give each other. So the map that you're going to follow will be you looking at your essential system as well as, I mean, if you want to refer to that, get a feel for what that has to say, as well as the roadmap, which are these numbers that start on page 10, mm-hmm. where you yourself move through. And you can use this handout, your workbook, to keep you on track and to take notes for yourself as you're listening to this person so that you'll know how you want to use the information that they give you. And you're going to go through the entire process with each other.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is give each other, you have in mind, and then when it's your turn to be the one leading the enrollment conversation, like Barb, let's say it's your turn to lead the enrollment conversation, you'll tell Mary a couple of things so she knows how to role play for you, like where you met her, what she needs your services for, like what is she doing that she might need your services, right? You see what I mean?
Yes.
So you would say to her, you know, Mary, I met you at a networking event. You told me that you're in the process of putting together an elaborate website, and there are lots of graphics, and that's the connection between you and me, right?
Okay.
See? Mary, you understand what I'm saying here? You would tell Barb a little bit about how, where you met her, how you two know each other, and what's going on in her business or what's going on in her personal life where she could really use your services.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yes. Yes.
So right now it's 4:40 my time. Let's take 10 minutes. Do you think 10 minutes is enough for you all to get yourself organized with this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's come, actually, why don't we call back in? Let's hang up. I'll turn off the recording, and we'll hang up, and then come back to the line in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll get started, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Great. So I'll see you soon. Bye.